We touched on this yesterday. Sometimes you just like do something, you don't realize there's much in it, and then you do things like put it on social media and then realize that more people have had this experience than we thought.
Yeah, because it was you and I talking, then we got messages saying, which body wash are you talking about? The tingly one. So it's the Tingly Mint and Tea Tree Body Wash. The reason we talked about it, it's on sale at Aldi at the moment for $2, and I picked it up the other day, hadn't bought it for months, and just that when I first used it again, I went, oh, that's right, it's the tingly one. Putting it on Facebook last night, over 150 comments of people sharing their experiences with it. Some good, some bad. Some people love it, some people don't.
Yeah, someone referenced the coolness. I can relate to that.
Yeah, so
it gives this weird cool feeling. Like you're going, what? How is this doing? Like it's not anti, like it's not freezing. Like, what?
Now, Sarah said, the memories. I bought this stuff never again. It's like your skin has chewed up a whole packet of Fisherman's Friend. A good analogy, because I remember, yeah, it's Steve Collard. Good morning, Steve. Yes, I experienced this a few years ago. You just don't use it around the jewels. I thought I'd been pranked. Uncomfortable to say the least. Had to do a handstand in the shower to cool them off.
That's a hard handstand.
It is.
Slippery.
Oh, yeah.
That's dangerous.
And if you've got a small shower, getting your legs up over, yeah, that's quite uncomfortable. Amanda said, I went to visit some family and took a bottle with me. I left it in the shower and my uncle came out of the bathroom swearing like a sailor and yelling, "Who stitched me up with the shower gel?" and a few other hilarious words. And the whole neighbourhood heard him because he didn't like it at all. Now we're going to go to Tricia. What happened to your son when he used that mint body wash?
He was being the usual little autistic 16-year-old that knows everything, and I said to him, "Here, try this," because I just brought some.
Yep.
Because I like it.
Okay, so you bought it knowing what it does, you know the feeling.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely, definitely. And I thought to myself, let's try it. Let's play practical jokes. So, because I have six children, so I've always got to get one of the kids every year doing something. He goes, "Okay, I'll use it." So he stops into the shower, and next minute you hear his blood-curdling scream and him running out with the towel wrapped around him. And I said, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "It's burning. It's numb. It's burning."
Oh, my
in
God.
In the meantime, I'm just about dying laughing because it's the funniest thing.
And I like, with all your kids, even though, and I don't know all their go, that one has autism, you'd prank them with evenness.
Evenness as the other kids.
There's no discrimination whatsoever.
No, there is no discrimination at my house because the older five are like adults. They've all moved out of home. So okay. He's like an only child. Like, he's 16.
He's your only victim. He's the last one left.
Yeah, it was the best thing ever. And I actually reminded him about it last night. I said to him last night, I said, "Do you remember about this mint stuff?"
Body wash,
I sent him the picture and he goes, "Yeah, it burnt, but, you know, it smells really good."
Now, when you bought it the first time, do you remember being shocked at it? Because Maddie bought it for sale one day, used it for the first time.
I didn't know what I was walking into.
Yeah, but you were pleasantly surprised, weren't you?
I thought my life was over.
Oh, see.
That song, Burning Ring of Fire, well, that's basically
what
it feels
like. Yeah, it does burn in your bits, doesn't it?
They need a warning on that, don't they?
Oh, I know, because unexpected.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah, because you're walking around going, and then you're just not going to...
The labelling needs to be something like, get ready for either a good or a bad time. We don't know how it's going to play out.
Yeah, if you want to tingle, let's mingle. Brekkie with Maddie and Trace on Hits 939. Yeah.